Lisa Davis, welcome to It's Your Health on Thinking Out Loud on WUML 91.5 FM. Do you wish you had time in your life for nutritious and delicious home-cooked meals? Would you like to find a quick and easy way to make fresh, organic food a part of you and your family's everyday life? If so, your journey towards better health begins here with today's guest, Mariel Hemingway, who will be talking about her inspiring book, Mariel's Kitchen, Simple Ingredients for a Delicious and Satisfying Life, which will empower you with simple tips and recipes you can begin making today. Mariel Hemingway is an actress, model, yoga instructor, mother of two teenage girls, and one of the leading voices for holistic and balanced living. She knows how challenging it is to cook when we feel deprived of time to plan, shop, and prep. She has asked the question, how do we make real food a part of real everyday life? And she has designed an answer. In Mariel's Kitchen, you will have a wonderfully handy reference guide, which includes a repertoire of doable seasonal nutritional recipes that are tasty enough to repeat, pantry essentials, seasoning charts, in-season produce charts for spring, summer, fall, and winter, additional indispensable resources for purifying the heartbeat of your kitchen. Mariel, welcome to It's Your Health on Thinking Out Loud on WUML 91.5 FM.
Hi, it's great to be here. Thank you for having me.
Oh, I'm so glad to have your book. Is fabulous. The photos are absolutely gorgeous. The food is light, healthy, and delicious. And in the introduction to your wonderful book, Mariel's Kitchen, you write, quote, my kitchen is the heart of my home. It is where my day begins and my day ends. It is where I can feel the pulse of my world. Can you tell us when you first began feeling this way about your kitchen?
Well, I mean, I have to say that, you know, I grew up in a home where it was definitely the center of the home, but it wasn't so healthy. It wasn't so, you know, loving. There was a lot of dysfunction in the home, and food was a replacement for love. And, you know, my mother was a gourmet cook who learned to cook at Cordon Bleu in Paris, but there was a lack of love. And when I was raising my own daughters, I realized that, you know, the food really needs to come from love, and the preparation and the care of food doesn't have to be, like, you know, crazy and fancy and whatever, though if you have that talent, that's amazing. But it, more importantly, it should come from, you know, the intention of love and service and preparation and mindfulness. So that's really, it accumulated over time. I mean, even before I had children and a family, I was very interested in the effects of food and how it would affect the body, though I made tremendously strange choices throughout the years. I knew that food was profoundly important to our, you know, to how we develop as human beings.
Yeah, it definitely is. And what I love about, I mean, there's so many things I love about your book, but I love about how you talk about the produce that's in season, and you have, you know, all the different seasons, and you have lists of what to get when and how to prepare them. And the other thing I love is that, you know, you talk about healthy eating, which is, you know, gets top priority in regards to all the other things you do to stay healthy and happy and balanced, which includes yoga and exercise and spiritual practice. And you write, quote, none of them can happen without the energy and clarity that comes from eating well. And as I found over and over, food is the first teacher of all the qualities these other practices develop, awareness, acceptance, gratitude, and grace. That is so beautiful, and it's true. I noticed that when you start eating well, you want to do the other things. You want to exercise more and do yoga more and get more spiritual. It's like you're more
That's
in tune with your body.
Point. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
That's my point, is that when you start to focus on the one, which is something we have to focus on anyway, we might as well make it, you know, profound and powerful. But when you make that focus on that one, everything, kind of like a domino effect, you start to feel better. You're going to make different choices about, like, maybe I need to move more. Maybe I should take some silence. These things, they're subtle, but if you pay attention, your food will inform how you make other choices in your life. And it's such a great practice. If you think of food more as a mindful practice, that it's not just I'm ingesting, I'm trying to make myself feel better, you know, not in the right way, but like feel better because I'm anesthetizing or something. But if you really see the preparation of food, the eating of food as a real service to yourself, number one, you start to change your life and people's lives around you begin to change as well.
Yeah, that's true. You know, and in one of your previous books, Healthy Living from the Inside Out, you wrote about noisy foods. What are noisy foods?
Noisy foods are any foods that create actual chemical or synthetic noise in the brain.
Mm-hmm.
What happens is you eat these foods like, you know, diet drinks, any soda,
because
the phosphorus, any soda, high amounts of caffeine, especially coffee and, you know, any processed food, deep fried food, white foods, you know, the white flours, white sugar.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, so any food that isn't pure and clean, you know, just, you know, that's not, you know, not a real food. If you can't pronounce it, that's a noisy food. Usually in most people's diet, it's too much sugar, too much caffeine, too much processed food.
Mm-hmm.
And all those fake foods, you know, the kind of things that where you're trying to get a meal in one thing, it doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing works that way. Nothing is a pill package. You know, you really have to look at your whole spectrum of food. And what I love about Mariel's Kitchen is that the spectrum of color is really important. Eating seasonally is super important because, you know, you live on the East Coast where there are seasons. You know, California
mm-hmm.
has so much. It's like you don't know whether you're coming or going. It's spring, summer all the time to a certain degree. But if you actually pay attention to what's happening in the land, and that gets me into biodynamic farming, that's a whole other thing that's kind of beyond even organic, you begin to understand that the power of eating seasonally and eating locally and really paying attention to where your food comes from, that's a huge healing aspect to your life. And just it enhances your well-being so much and changes you at a deep level.
Yeah, it really does. And what I love about your book, too, is that, you know, for someone like me, and obviously for you, I live on whole foods. And, you know, I mean, like, I'll have a yam every day for breakfast. People think a yam. It fills me up for hours, you know. But then if I want to do something more fun, I can look at, you know, I made your spinach pancakes, which are made with the almond meal. My family loves almond meal. And I love you have the hot quinoa mush. I love quinoa. So it's like I can take the whole foods that I'm used to eating, and I can jazz them up. And that's what's so nice about your book. So you can eat simply but have a lot more flavor.
Well, I love flavor. That you say that you eat exactly. And I love that you say that you eat a yam for breakfast, because I often eat salad for breakfast. You know, I don't think there's any rules to what you should or shouldn't eat.
Yes.
I like the spinach pancakes for dinner. I let you know.
Mm-hmm.
I make buckwheat pancakes or buckwheat waffles.
Mm.
All these things, really, you know, people say, oh, it's so boring to eat, you know, simple food. But actually, when you start to think about it and you get rid of those noisy foods so that they're no longer competing with your palate, when you clean those out, your palate becomes much more pure, and the taste of clean, pure, unsophisticated, unpampered with food becomes so, it's like this explosion that happens inside your mouth, and it really is powerful. But you have to get to that point. And
mm-hmm.
and for me, it's like it's a slow process. I say to people, if you want to change the way that you eat, start with your breakfast. Change your breakfast. Eat a better breakfast because, and it kind of goes back to what we were talking about before, when you change your breakfast and you feel better, you have a different energy level, you might make a different choice for lunch.
Oh, yeah, that's a great point. And you have a lot of great things for breakfast. And again, all day, like I made your almond and garlic. I love garlic. Crusted chicken breast, which was great. Well, I could eat that for breakfast. I mean, I've always been that way, you know.
Totally.
And that's what's nice about the recipes. There's all kinds of delicious things that you can eat. And again, like I said, the pictures, you're just gorgeous. And all the flowers and everything. It was such a beautiful job. Now, what are some pantry essentials for people who are getting started?
I think, you know, if you really want to, and the book is gluten-free because that's such a big thing right now.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason it's gluten-free is because we process grains in this country. It's not that gluten per se is bad.
Yes.
But what we do to our grains in this country, the pesticides, the hormones in the soil, the this, the that, the chemicals that are coming out of the sky from chemtrails, it's all these different things. It makes our grain less than hearty and less good for us. So hence why people are having so much problem with celiac and,
mm-hmm.
you know, gluten intolerance, blah, blah, blah. So one of the things, and you've mentioned it a couple times, is almond meal. It's great to have almond meal. It's great to have buckwheat flour. Quinoa is a good one to have in the pantry. Raw nuts, super, super good for you. Raw walnuts are just, they give you the omega-3s.
Mm-hmm.
And millet, quinoa, I said that, brown rice, you know, those kinds of things. Having gluten-free pasta is a really good idea. And
there's some
and,
really
you know,
good ones out
really
there.
Great, Yeah, there's some good ones. And, you know, just having cinnamon and vanilla and all these different things, they're really good. Those kinds of things, like cinnamon, really good for your metabolism and your heart, and for sugar metabolizing. Also, the vanilla is great for the thyroid.
Oh.
So it's knowing that all your food has an effect on you. So I created these cookies called Bliskets.
Yeah, those are good.
Called Marielle's Kitchen, and they, and I have a recipe in the book, as you know,
mm-hmm.
they're gluten-free, but everything in them, the whey protein isolate is really good for the immune system. The cinnamon, like I said, is good for the heart, good for the metabolism, the vanilla, good for the thyroid. All these things, I wanted to have every item be really have a meaning, you know, and be totally tasty.
Yes.
So that you can give it to your daughter or your kids, and they'll never know, oh, it's a, you know, quote-unquote healthy.
Well, my daughter's...
People, yes. Regular people in you know, everywhere,
mm-hmm.
and I mean that in the most loving sense, regular people.
Of course.
To you know, become healthier and give them choices that they can afford, that are doable, and then they see that real food doesn't have to taste bad and it doesn't have to be boring.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, my daughter's almost six, and she only pretty much eats a whole food diet. And now only she went to preschool kind of late, and now she's like, wait a second, what are these cookies? What is this? I'm like, wait, let's make some Bliskets, or let's make, you know, because there's things you can make that taste
yeah.
delicious, and then they're not
the
going to,
yeah, and the thing
you know?
Is you can't change everything that they do. That's
yeah,
that's
true. It's
and
true.
It's an issue. And I remember being so like, no.
I know.
Babies are eating crappy food. What's up?
I know, it's tough. I know I do tend to be like, okay, I need to let go a little. But the thing is, I mean,
right.
having a book like yours in the house and just and be having that awareness and teaching her about sustainability and recycling, it's just such a great way to go. And your book, like I said, it's so fabulous because your recipes are delicious. You're beautiful. The book is beautiful. And, of course, we love the little dogs in the book.
Yeah, of course. I know. They're
your
little hams, and they love being in the picture.
They're so
you
cute.
The picture. You're annoying.
Now,
I'll post some more. You're like,
oh, they're adorable. They're adorable. Now, how can people learn more about you and your wonderful books and all that?
I am at you can buy Bliskets at Marielle's Bliskets.com, and that's
oh.
MarielsBliskets. CUITS.com.
Oh, great.
So like biscuits, only Bliskets.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can, you know, read about me, MarielleHemingway.com. And then I'm also writing a book with my partner, Robert Williams. We're writing a book called Be You Now. And very soon we're going to have a site up that's going to have all kinds of adventure stuff and about nature and about food and connection and all that stuff. So that will be soon. That will be BeYouNow.net.
Oh, that's
terrific. Then, yeah, let's see. What else? MarielleHemingway.com. And you can follow me on Twitter
mm-hmm.
at Marielle Hemingway.
Oh, terrific. Well, if people want to reach
me.
They
have a radio show, too.
Oh, that's right. Yes. I meant to mention that.
We have a radio show called Earth Healers.
Ooh.
Yeah, we have a radio show called Earth Healers on HayHouseRadio.com. It's once a week. It's an hour-long show, 10 a.m. Pacific time.
Oh,
and
cool.
we talk about adventure and nature and food and raw dairy and, you know, we just go crazy. We talk about skin. This Wednesday, we're going to be talking about laughter and play because that's a huge
oh.
part of our lives. We like to be about four.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. Now, how can people listen to that? What's the website for that?
Hay House Radio. It's www.hayhouseradio, H-A-Y, house, H-O-U-S-E, radio.com. And the show is called Earth Healers.
Oh, cool.
Well,
Mary, I hope you come
yeah,
back after your...
Fun. We
your,
have a good time.
Oh, that's awesome. I hope you come back after your book
yeah,
comes
next
out.
The should be in the beginning of the year. Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
We would love to talk to you.
Oh, good. Well, if people want to reach me, then go to itsyourhealthradio.org. I hope everyone has a great day. Go get Mariel's Kitchen. It's awesome. Take care. Be well. Have a great week. Bye-bye.